Welcome back to the Galveston Ghost Podcast. Well, the gingerbread house turns out to be the gift that keeps on giving. There are so many stories that ghost hunter Kate got in her interview with the owners of the gingerbread house that we had to split this up into several episodes. So as we get into episode number 29 of the Galveston Ghost Podcast, it is part four of our interview at the gingerbread house. By the way, we are putting together, there's been a lot of interest. We mentioned it first in the last episode, but we're putting together an overnight stay. So as soon as everyone is released from their quarantine and the stay-at-home orders are done, we will be getting with some of the more well-known ghost hunters and ghost aficionados on Galveston Island. We'd love to have you join us. If you'd like to get information, just send us an email. We'll put you on the list at info@galvestonexperience.com. Or if you want to prepay and buy a gift certificate for somebody, you know, while we're not able to do our tours, we are selling gift certificates at 50% off. Just go to galvestonexperience.com, click on the experiences page, use the code TWOFER, T-W-O-F-E-R, and when we get back up and running, you'll be able to save half on whatever we're doing, whether it's one of these overnight stays, it is a ghost bus tour, a hurricane tour, which we're working on with Hurricane Hal, or our very popular historic tours, which lead from the visitor center. So if you joined us for episodes 1, 2, and 3, you know there's some crazy stories that are coming out of the gingerbread house. So much activity in there. At the end of the last one, we heard a little bit about a doll. So in this episode, we'll hear where the doll came from, some experiences from former guests in the house, and also a little bit about a well that is underneath the house. So here's part four of Ghost Hunter Kate's interview with the owner of the gingerbread house.
2 months ago, I had a double booking, and these people were in Canada. And I told him, I'm sorry, you know, you're double booked. I don't know why it happened, but I have to cancel one of them, you know, and theirs has been a month before you have. She's like, don't worry, you know, we can find another one. So they found him another home, but they were like, can we see your house? You know, we did a study in your house and we want to see. And said, yeah, that's fine. So as soon as I opened the door and they came in, the older couple, they said, we want to see the attic. They want to see, because they said that whatever they looked or they read, they say it was the attic. Oh my God, it was a surprise. And when I was walking up the stairs to the attic, I saw this doll standing right there by the AC thingy, the units. I was so surprised, and I told them, oh my God, I seen her on the picture online, but I never seen the doll at all. And we've been having it for 4 years. It was so surprising. And then out of nowhere, and it's just standing there. It was standing there. It's just sitting there, you know. It was weird. I was like,
because it wasn't there before.
No, so I don't know who put it there. Where did it came out from? Where she was before?
Somebody wanted you to see it.
Somebody wanted it in 1 minute to see it. So it was so weird. And you can see movement in the attic. You put the doors in one area, and then you'll check a week later, and now they're sitting.
Different.
It used to be a lot of trash, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. Now it's like they picked up. So it's like they do movement in the attic. So I don't know who or what, but it's something, you know, upstairs. And I was so surprised. And I didn't even want to move the doll. I told my mom, you know what, Mom? Because her neck is broken. I told my mom, I want to take her, you know, and fix her. And she was like, no, do not take her out of the house. You never know what will come with her. But yeah. I want to fix her because her head is, you can see, is broken, you know. But she's just standing there in her old antique dress.
Oh, my God.
You know, and my mom wanted to see it. So she came over to look at it. She's like, oh, my God, she's so beautiful. You know, but she just... standing there.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So what have some of your clients who stayed here, what have they said to you?
They felt, especially on that bedroom that is one bed, they have closed the door on them. And several times, this one most of the people complain. A lot of people don't want to sleep in the room because they said at night it feels the coldest and the lights go off. The electrical is brand new. It's not old.
Yeah.
So the light goes out. The light bulbs, they go out. You know, from time to time you turn them on and they go off. I changed the light bulb And then the following day, they're out again. It looks like they light the dark. So in that bedroom, the lights have been changed several times,
mm-hmm.
and they go out. So what I did, I put a lamp. And the lamp, you know, it doesn't brighten the room mm-hmm. that much, but they like it.
Yeah.
And Charlie's back the same way.
He likes it dark.
It's not that he likes it dark because I do leave a lamp, but the ones with this, they don't like them. They just turn off. So, and one, I had a family. And I understand, you know, they had a lot of children. They came and stayed a week, the whole weekend. Wow. And they called me in the middle of the night, around 3, 4 in the morning. And they said that everybody was asleep. And I'm thinking that's why it happened. They said that the kids, they left them in the last bedroom. You know, because the sofa is the queen sofa, so it pulls out. They were asleep, and they heard this loud noise, and it came out from the restroom. So when they went in there, the sink used to be an antique sink. It was glass, and it was sitting on wood, and out of nowhere, it just broke. It didn't broke into, you know, like fell down. It broke, it just shattered the whole thing into little things.
Like somebody had
And she said that they were asleep when they heard that loud noise, and when they went in there, it was a sink. And I told her, well, maybe the kids, they were all asleep, you know, and in order for that to break, it had to be something. So I'm like, oh my God, so what happened? It has to be something. So I said, you know, don't worry, you know, I'll replace it. Excuse me. And then she was like, okay. And then it was Sunday already, and they were checking out. And then the lady told me, when I came to replace it, she's like, can I ask you something? I said, yes. And she's like, oh, there it goes. Now, they usually ask me when they're checking out, not when they're checking in. They usually ask when they're checking out. And I guess I don't want to know when they're checking in. So she asked me, are there any ghosts in the house? And I said, why? And she told me because of that happened. And then they closed the door on them. I mean, they were walking on the hallway, and you can see the door, which is just
boom.
Yeah. And I told them, yeah, but they're nice. They're nice. Like, oh my God, I should have not. So they stay a little, like a couple hours, and then they left. When I came on Monday to clean, I'm thinking whoever broke that, it was Charlie. Because he got mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I came the next day and I started cleaning, I was like cleaning. And when I got to the last bedroom, I said, oh my God, where's Charlie? They moved. Because I guess kids were playing with the water, or they must have been playing with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So they move the rosary, the Bible, the water, they move everything. They left the table clean. There was nothing there. And when I was clean and I noticed, I'm like, oh my God, where's Charlie? And I started looking everywhere. Where did they put him? And I opened this door, the closet door. They had him there. They put him there. The glass, the thing. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm thinking that's why he got mad. Because they moved him. But I'm thinking they moved him because there was kids. They probably were playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they moved him. I'm thinking that's why he did it, because he was mad.
They touched his stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not only touch it, they move him. They put him in a, you know, in a dark room.
And away from him.
And he used, they said that's what his room was before. You know, so he used to do. So it was like, oh my God.
That's great.
It's been, I mean, several things. And you can feel it when I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot be here alone, like after 8 at night. When it's dark already, I cannot be here. I don't like
the feeling.
Feeling, yeah, because you can feel more people. I've seen
more people than you.
Yeah, I will be cleaning. There's this little girl. I think she's about 10 years old. It looks like she drowned because she's wet. Right. And sometimes I see her in the back room, in the restroom. And she looks like she's around 10 years old. But I'm thinking she drowned because she saw. You can see her fair, wet, you know. I mean, I've seen several things in here.
Well, and they had so many bodies piled all up on Broadway after the storm.
Well, you know what? You know that they said the house used to be 8 feet tall from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And when all the, you know, that happened, the house went down to, I think it's 3 feet now under it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a well under the house.
Really?
That I didn't even know. A big well. It takes over the kitchen, part of that room, and part of the restroom. It's like a big big whale. When they did the air vents, the guys went under there and they saw it. They said, is this thick, the top part, to close it down, is thick. But in between, it has holes to breathe. So they threw something, there's still water under it. There's still, they heard water fall in there. Wow. But, you know, they used to say that it was at the basement. So the basement was 8 feet tall.
Because they filled everything up. Yeah, they filled, a lot of these had, because this would have been four stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of them, they filled in their first floor or their basement. To raise it all up.
And there's still the well, there's a well under it. Wow. And it's huge. It's huge. And they threw something in there, a rock, and you can hear it fall some water. Like, maybe there's a goal in there. And at the moment, I wanted to go. You're like, no. You're like, I'm not going nowhere. And it's clean down there. It's flat. It's just dirt. You know, I cleaned the area and I did the air vents. And I mean, it's clean under it. But you see it. It's just there. Like a big old circle.
That's wild.
And you can see it's out.
Yeah.
You can see it out.
A well. Wow. Is it like a well? Do you know what it's made out of?
Concrete, like stone.
Oh, like stone.
Yeah,
because they had some that were wood, that were cisterns that they collected water in, but they didn't go down.
This is
concrete. It goes down.
Yeah. It has a sill on top of it. It has holes on the side, I guess.
Yeah, so vent.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's...
Ooh, there's stuff under the house, too.
Yeah, you never know. And you can feel them when they start, you know, when they start coming in. You can feel them in here.
Will you go to the attic with me?
Yeah.
I don't want to go
alone. I don't want to go alone either. The other day I told my husband, I forgot something. I said, go to movies and stuff. And he's like, go get him. I said, I'm not going into the attic. I said, you go with me.
So, do you want to join them in the attic? Yes, if you listen to the previous episodes, you know that the attic is where a lot of activity goes on, and they actually lost an air conditioning repairman who wouldn't come back and do the job because of what he experienced in the attic. So, I'm really looking forward to staying in this house, and if you'd like to do that as well, get a hold of us at info@galvestonexperience.com, or give yourself a gift certificate, or buy a friend who you didn't think you'd like to stay overnight, a gift certificate at galvestonexperience.com. Click on experiences and use the discount code TWOFER, TWOFER. And we look forward to the day we're able to put that on the calendar and have you join us. So, for the first time ever on the podcast, we've now gone into episode 5 that will be coming up next. We'll actually go up into the attic with Kate and the owner of the Gingerbread House. To be notified when that drops, just subscribe. We're on all your favorite podcast platforms, and do tell your friends. We'd love to have you join us either for an overnight stay at one of the things we've got planned, or when the tours open back up on one of our hurricane, historic, or ghost bus tours from the Galveston Experience Company. So everybody stay safe, stay distant, and we will be looking for you soon in person, and certainly right here next time on the Galveston Ghost Podcast.